This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden blasted Republican lawmakers yesterday for attempting to block efforts to increase the government's borrowing authority, saying they're playing Russian roulette with the U.S. economy by committing to filibuster the measure ahead of an October 18th deadline, a deadline he told reporters he couldn't guarantee would be met.
I can't believe that will be the end result because the consequence is so dire. I don't believe that. But can I guarantee it? If I could, I would, but I can't.
Without controversy, a Democratic-controlled Congress raised the debt ceiling three times for President Trump. His administration and Republican-controlled Congress early on contributed $7.8 trillion to the national debt. French Catholic clergy sexually abused more than 200,000 children over the past 70 years, according to an investigation by an independent commission. The panel's report, released Tuesday, said the Catholic Church covered up a massive phenomenon with decades of a veil of silence. The report said until the early 2000s, the Catholic Church showed a profound, even cruel indifference toward the victims. The commission's report, released after a two-and-a-half-year investigation, said Catholic clergy in France sexually abused about 216,000 minors since 1950. The head of the commission that compiled the report said at a Paris news conference that most victims were boys between the ages of 10 and 13. A British envoy held talks with senior members of Afghanistan's new Taliban government in Kabul on Tuesday. Senior civil servant Simon Gass met with Deputy Prime Ministers Abdul Ghani Baradar and Abdul Salam Hanafi, according to the British office. They discussed how Britain could help Afghanistan address a deepening humanitarian crisis. This is VOA News. Klaus Hasselmann, Germany, and Sayokoro Manabe, originally from Japan, won the Nobel Prize for Physics on Tuesday for their work in the physical modeling of Earth's climate, quantifying variability and reliability, predicting global warming. Speaking to the Associated Press, Hasselmann said winning the Nobel was not something he was really expecting.
My first reaction was that I was dreaming. It couldn't possibly be true. I didn't quite know what I was getting a Nobel Prize for. But then gradually it dawned upon me that people kept saying, I got a Nobel Prize, so I guess I have to accept it. So it appears I have a Nobel Prize. So that's great.
On climate change, Hasselmann called for policymakers to take action on climate change and that people need to realize they have to do something before it's too late. Three scientists won the Nobel Prize for Physics on Tuesday for the work that found order in seeming disorder, helping to explain and predict complex forces of nature, including expanding our understanding of climate change. When Congressman Mike Levin ran for Congress, the environment was one of his primary issues. In the state of California, where fires of all sorts caused billions in damages and displaced thousands of residents, it seemed natural. But now it has something else to contend with, an oil spill. As to climate change?
Well, we can't have it sit on the back burner anymore. This is now impacting us day in and day out, not just this oil spill, but climate change. It's not theoretical for us anymore in southern coastal California. We see it each and every day. And we have to take the steps that are commensurate with the science to actually address the climate crisis. That's what I certainly hope we will do when all is said and done with regard to the Build Back Better Act and the president's two-tiered strategy, two-track strategy with regard to the reconciliation bill and the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is on his way to the Midwestern state of Michigan today to plead the case for his two bills, particularly the so-called reconciliation bill, the Build Back Better, that the president contends will not be only a huge benefit to all of the United States, but in particular in Michigan. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki explains.
Almost 10% of people in Michigan don't have broadband access. That is really something that will help level the playing field for people, whether they're in urban or rural communities. 44% of people in Michigan live in childcare deserts. These are all issues that are addressed by both of these packages.
The Biden administration is reversing a ban on abortion referrals by federally funded family planning clinics. Monday's action by the Department of Health and Human Services lifts a Trump-era restriction as political and legal battles over abortion grow sharper from Texas. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.